Rainbow colors streak across shapes as they slide into place to form A24. As a view descends past levels displaying an identical room with a reflecting pool down its center, red lines slide into place to form a logo. Film 4. The letters of the word Academy loop upward. They vanish into a nearly complete circle within which the letter A appears. Academy Films. A maple leaf drifts down as words appear. Its stem slots into place to form the eye in Park Pictures. At the front of a bingo hall, a woman with a piercing above her lip stands with her hands in her sweatshirt pockets. She shifts on her feet, her expression subdued.
Why should we care that you make it?
The woman shakes her head.
I don't care if y'all don't care if I do make it.
She gazes towards someone out of view.
This is my journey. It's not nobody else's journey. Nobody's gonna walk with these shoes I got on my feet. The only one that can walk with these shoes is me. Simple.
You don't want nobody to walk with you?
Of course. You can hold my hand. You can look back from a distance.
She moistens her lips and shakes her head again.
You still won't feel what I feel. You still won't look at it from my point of view. Everybody got an opinion, judgment, like they got.
She rolls her eyes.
Okay. Okay.
Over black, the title appears in pale pink Gothic-style font, Earth Mama. Now a close view frames a baby in a pink floral outfit lying on a cottony surface. The infant rubs her bunched fist against her mouth. Sporting sparse black hair on the crown of her head, she stares off with her big dark eyes. She briefly sticks out her tongue. As she moves her arms around, the view slowly pulls back. Someone with a tattooed arm adjusts the white cottony cloth.
Okay, baby. Ready?
The view continues retreating to reveal a backdrop of fluffy clouds behind the infant as a young pregnant woman smiles down at the baby. The woman wears her dyed copper hair in a tight bun atop her head and a pink vest over a striped t-shirt. The baby rests in a raised basket draped with the cloth. The backdrop of the cloudy sky hangs in a photo studio where an elderly woman and a young couple look on, smiling. A camera on a tripod stands aimed at the child. The view remains pulling back at a steady pace as the baby's mom goes to her child, and a bespectacled photographer steps behind the camera. The pregnant woman steps away. Making her way past the photographer, she leans against a nearby wall in her pink work vest and observes the shoot. A slight smile curls her lips. The smile fades and she glances down. Now she sits behind the wheel of a car as she slots a stereo into place and inserts a CD. Later, a view takes in a window dotted with colorful stickers as the car moves along a suburban street.
Kiss me each morning for a million years.
The view arcs toward the front seats.
Hold me each evening by your side.
The rearview mirror reflects the pregnant woman's pensive face.
Tell me you love me for a million years.
At a store, she checks out some novelty sensory rings on display as she stands in line with two men chatting behind her.
Man, shut the fuck up with that. I'm serious, I swear. It was going like
she checks the price, then takes three.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, the mom gives birth, and then she feeds herself off to the baby until there's nothing left. Nigga, it was crazy.
It ain't no crab spiders in the bay.
Oh, my mama is in my backyard.
Nah, cuz. I'm not
telling you, it was the most sacrificial shot I ever seen.
At the counter.
This was open when I found it. It's missing some pieces.
I could only give you 15% off.
Yes.
That'll be $29.75.
The pregnant woman hands something to the cashier, a woman with a pixie cut. I really
don't. I don't think we have. Your card is declined.
Just put 28 on it.
The pregnant woman hands over change.
Thank you.
The cashier returns the woman's card, then watches stonily as she slides a large flat pack box away. Now the pregnant woman inches the sedan forward in traffic. Frowning, she glances out her window, then slips out of her seatbelt and takes her t-shirt off. Holding the garment outside the window, she raises the glass, trapping the fabric against the trim. As the t-shirt shades the woman from the beating sun, she wipes her brow and makes a call.
Hello?
Gia, they're already waiting. How long will it take to get here?
Travis' bag. He told him to be a little late.
How late?
Your balance is $2.49. Make a payment.
Later.
Make another line, curve it again, and then you use the yellow.
Gia arrives outside a room.
Swirl it around, and use the green.
A brunette hangs back in the hallway as Gia enters, smiles, and hugs a little boy. Holding him close, she caresses his close-cropped hair. She kisses his head and rubs his back. Later, he plays with a bead maze as she sits with him.
You want to feel?
He runs his palm over her swollen belly.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
With a smile, she rubs his shoulder.
I got something for you.
She fishes two of the mood rings out of her handbag, with the third already on her finger.
You can wear them all together, see?
He nods.
You look on the back, you can see what your mood is. Okay?
She adjusts the boy's t-shirt absently.
Is it nice to you guys in the new place?
Yeah.
Okay. See, Mama got you guys sticking together. You taking care of each other?
Yeah.
Gia smiles.
Shayna?
Our view drifts to a little girl with braids.
Shayna, you at least gonna look at me?
Shayna sits with her back to her mom and brother.
What's going on, baby?
The little girl sits working on something.
Because I was late?
Gia turns back to the boy. She takes one of the rings, gets to her feet, and makes her way over to Shayna.
Huh?
She takes a seat beside the little girl. Now in the room, the brunette sits watching from a short distance away. As Shayna glances toward her, Gia leans over, blocking her view.
Shayna.
The girl gets back to work.
Shayna.
Gia rests her face against her daughter's shoulder. She brushes Shayna's hair back.
This is not so easy. But I'm right here. Here now.
The brunette approaches.
Shayna, don't be like that, Mama. Look at me.
How's it going, Shayna? Trey?
Shayna.
The girl goes over to the brunette.
Shayna.
Shh. Everything okay, Shayna?
What are you saying to her? Shayna! At least say bye, Mama. Shayna!
The caseworker and Shayna join another woman just outside the contact room. The little boy, Trey, walks up to Gia. As he wraps his arms around her, she shuts her eyes with an emotional look.
Come on, Trey.
The caseworker returns.
She'll be back soon.
He doesn't want to go.
Trey clings to Gia.
Come on now.
He doesn't want to go, see?
Come on now.
Gia kisses Trey's head and holds on tight.
Come on, Trey.
Okay.
He lets go, and Gia hands him the mood ring Shayna left behind. His gaze lingers on her as the caseworker leads him away. Our view arcs around Gia, who shifts in her seat. She picks up a sheet of paper that Shayna was working on. She eyes a drawing on it, but her gaze wanders. A faded tattoo marks her neck. Blinking back tears, Gia brings the back of her hand up to her nose. A nearby window allows a glimpse of some lush foliage waving in the breeze. Later, she sits in an office with the caseworker.
Your DSR hearing is next week, on Friday at 3 p.m. I'm curious, what are your plans?
What?
We're still completing your reunification requirements, so...
So what?
The caseworker flips open a file.
We started this case plan a year ago. Now there's 4 months left. 6, if I ask for some more time.
Gia sits up in her chair.
Ms. Jasmine, I'm here for every visit. I've passed every test. I've gone to every class you put me
in. You've been late on several occasions. We have yet to complete a successful home assessment. And you've missed child support payments.
Ms. Jasmine, I can't get any more hours with all of the courses y'all are making me take. So how am I supposed to pay for all of that?
I'll try to ensure this child remains in the home, at least while you're breastfeeding. But unless you complete the program, I can't guarantee the child will remain in the home. Your children need stability, and at the moment, we haven't seen enough.
What more do you need to see?
Have you finished the housing application?
Not yet.
Look, we're here to ensure the best interest for your children. All you need are 3 more certificates.
I don't need no fucking gold star to tell me I'm a good mom.
Having knocked a handful of pages out of Jasmine's grip, Gia glares. Jasmine's expression hardens.
If the courts require us to intervene, are there any other family members that can look after this child? Someone we could recommend?
I got no choice but to be a single parent. Getting punished for that, too?
Gia, I don't need your disrespect in my office. Now, if you don't mind.
Jasmine stands and Gia follows suit. At dusk, the single mother pulls up to an eatery in the pale, outdated sedan. A pregnant young woman with long, red-tinted braids removes her apron as she exits the establishment. As an employee cleaning up inside begins to undo his own apron, the woman with the braids steps to Gia's car with a plastic takeout bag. She climbs in beside Gia. She takes off her handbag and shuts the door.
I swear his little ass gonna come early. Okay. How was it? Talk to me.
Some training.
You'll get him back, G.
It's not what my caseworker's saying.
Don't listen to what your caseworker said. Miss Z got her kids back after how long? 24 months? Wouldn't you rather that than nothing at all? Sometimes, that's just how this shit work. You gotta play their game. And do what you gotta do.
She picks up the plastic bag.
I got some tacos.
In the bingo hall, they join a group of women seated in rows. A woman in a blue cardigan chats with a pregnant woman up front.
Man, it's like 30 condoms in here.
Gia and her friend find some pamphlets and paper bags with condoms in them on their chosen seats.
You're real slick, Missy.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Miss Carmen, what you trying to say today?
I mean, damn, how much fucking you think we about to be doing, Miss Carmen?
No maintained family size, remember that. I mean, I can try to help you get your kids back home, but I can't if you keep multiplying the household.
Oh, okay.
All right, doll face, let's get going here.
As Gia reads a pamphlet on adoption, her friend takes it out of her hands. Later.
How do you think she feels when you call her mom?
Can't tell if she's disappointed or embarrassed by me.
A young woman in pink faces the group.
She has that blank look on her face. Just ices me.
She nods matter-of-factly.
It's as if me being there makes her feel worse about herself.
At the end of the day, that's my mama. And that's gonna always be my mama.
Gia's friend shrugs as she stands up front.
But you can't choose your parents, you know? So.
She chews gum.
It is what it is.
You think speaking to her about how you feel would help?
Gia's friend glances off, then shakes her head.
No, I don't. She's busy.
In the blue cardigan, Miss Carmen lowers her gaze. Now another young woman stands before the group.
Her addiction created an anxiety inside me. And, that anxiety has been passed down to my child. And I don't know how to save her from it.
She wets her lips.
I'm scared to lose her to it.
Instead of healing, I ignored it, covered it up.
A dark-haired woman wears a somber look.
Used substances, so I wouldn't feel. I used so much that when I stopped, I had to learn how to feel again.
Gia sits watching with a muted expression.
It's not easy.
Gia blinks and glances down. Miss Carmen gazes at her.
Gia, what about you?
Gia's friend eyes the single mother seated beside her. Gia shakes her head slightly.
Okay, when you're ready. Well, we have someone new here today. Why don't you come up and introduce yourself?
The pregnant woman who was chatting with Miss Carmen earlier walks to the front.
Hi, I'm Alexis. I'm from Fresno, California, originally. And...
later.
It's nothing like a rambling-ass white bitch to piss me off. Gia, I don't get why you act like that.
Gia and her friend stop by the sedan.
Act like what? You gotta start speaking up in class and pretend like you paying attention or these people gonna write you up. And you know that's the only way your court report is gonna change.
Gia steps to the driver's side door.
I'm just trying to help you out.
And you're not.
Now Gia's friend grins at her cell phone as she rides in the passenger seat.
What are you smiling at?
Nothing. You don't.
Nobody?
No, nobody.
I don't know why you being all shy.
I'm not.
How long?
Probably about 12 inches. I ain't even gonna hold you.
For real though, how long you been talking to him?
It's been like a couple months.
A couple months and you ain't told me shit?
Yes, a couple months, because I don't need you judging me.
Gia's friend chews.
Whatever. Whoever it is, just make sure they don't leave you hanging like the last one.
Damn! This is exactly why I don't tell you nothing, Gia, because you don't trust nobody.
You're right, I don't.
Eventually, you're gonna meet a real one and realize not every man is a nigga.
Right.
I just think right now, it's just too tense. You just need to be gripped up, flipped over, clapped.
Gia smiles.
Thrash, like, relax.
No, thanks. I'd rather be single for the rest of my life. At least I know what to expect, man.
Now, you and I both know that's some depressing ass shit. Stop, please.
I'm serious. It's the last mistake that I want to make.
Look, friend, it's not even a mistake. God was just looking down and wanted to bless your ass.
She takes a bite of her taco.
But he need to be blessing you with a new car. This shit raggedy as hell.
Now the women carry the flat pack box through a parking lot, past a group loitering around another sedan.
Hey, man, check it out.
Yeah, I know you ain't shopping for me, though.
Why you always?
Hey, y'all need help?
Nah,
I'm cool.
Like that.
You sure, Mama?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Sporting baggy clothes, the lone woman in the group watches the friends head to an apartment.
Hey, check it out.
That janky attitude.
Take a long walk off a short bridge and get out of
here.
Like
that. Like
that,
man.
Gia gets the door open and goes in ahead of her friend.
Stop playing with them.
I just want to see if you go hit the bottle or not. Why you acting like you don't know nobody?
Kick rock.
You know what? Y'all always talking a lot of shit for a bunch of little ass niggas who ain't getting no pussy. With them dusty ass dicks.
Who just, girl, this nigga just trying to love you, girl.
She was talking to you.
She talking to
you.
Yo, I don't know. What you talking about?
Inside, a woman wearing bangles weighs some baggies on a digital scale.
You see they got new partners now, right?
Cute. Not your type?
And what's my type?
Niggas with money.
I missed you, man.
I miss you.
Gia's friend hugs the woman, then walks to Gia.
Let me see, G.
She takes Emmanuel from her.
She already did so much for me. I love you, but you're on your own with this one, girl. I'm out.
She returns the manual and heads off.
Hey, sis. I'm gonna need the car tomorrow.
There's a stereo on the front.
Probably gonna need this.
Gia accepts a screwdriver.
Thank you.
Her sister walks off. Later, using the screwdriver, Gia tries to put together a crib in one of the apartment's rooms. She fails to attach two of the slatted sides. Positioning the ends against each other, she tries to screw them together again. The two sections come apart once more, and she shoves them away. She exhales wearily.
You good?
Yeah.
Gia rubs her thighs, then pinches the bridge of her nose.
Shit.
Elsewhere in the unit, a view looks toward a closed door.
Hey, what do you need? I got you for 90. Where you at?
The mother sacrifices herself by laying into her children. And
meanwhile, Gia sits before the TV.
Encouraging their instinct to hunt. The baby spiders then swarm over their mother.
She changes the channel.
Up to 3,500 years. From this fallen redwood, new sprouts grow.
She gazes at the screen.
These twisted knots of wood nourish a vast root system that has spanned generations and generations of human life.
Outside, an upward-looking view takes in leafy branches as they sway under a dim sky. The view pulls back slowly from the foliage. In the now darkened living room, Gia wakes in her underwear on the couch. As shifting light from the television dimly illuminates her face, she eyes her engorged belly. Something pale sticks out from her belly button, like the remains of an umbilical cord. It darkens as she brings her hand toward it and touches it gently. A view from above takes in her supine figure on the couch as she remains caressing the little stump. Daytime. A bathroom mirror reflects Gia gazing out a window. Later, in a yard adjoining the apartment building, she sits with a little girl while the woman from the parking lot chases a boy around some playground equipment. Gia hands the girl a doll.
Okay, sit. How about the dress? It's cold, right?
She eyes the running pair. The woman pretends to take a fall. As she lies on her back, another little girl hurries up to her.
She's dead.
Back in the apartment.
I've just been trying to figure it out. It took them last year.
A photo of Gia and her kids adorns a wall.
Man.
The woman from the yard works on the nearly finished crib.
What about you, though? Where you been?
Gia's companion smiles.
Stay home. I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah. Well, I was supposed to come back, but, Mom's got sick.
Am she all right?
The woman stops work.
About a month ago.
Rising, she leans on the crib.
I went out a little later than usual. And, yeah, the next day, woke up, lined up her meds, and walked in the room, and she was completely still, face down on the pillow.
Her eyes shift.
So I came back.
Are you all right?
The woman glances away somberly.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sure, and this girl let me in, so...
Later, Gia sees her out.
What you doing Saturday, Mama?
I don't know. What's up?
I think it's gonna be a function. You wanna come?
Maybe. We'll see.
I'll be around. Let me know.
All right.
Gia watches her head off.
Thanks.
At the photo studio, a backdrop depicting two ionic columns holding up a balloon arch hangs behind a teenager with long dark hair. Gia adjusts the voluminous skirt of the teen's pale, satiny gown. As the girl stands wearing a glum expression, Gia fluffs out the hem, then hands her a bouquet of paper flowers.
I like your dress. Thank you.
The teen's smile flickers. Two women sit watching. Later, Gia stands with a young man in a ball cap.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, red one it is.
She pulls on a chain, lowering a backdrop.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Now she vacuums the carpet before the painted red backdrop dotted with stars. The shooting area lies otherwise vacant. Finishing up, she puts the vacuum cleaner away. She beckons to someone.
Come on, sis.
A young woman steps into view.
We're just gonna have you right in the center. You can come forward. Okay.
Good. Gia brings over a pedestal and places it before the customer.
I'm gonna have you place your hands like this. Okay? Not pressure, but just nice. Come on in. I'm gonna have you on this up.
A young man puts his arm on the woman's shoulder.
Maybe a hand here.
He lowers his hand to the pedestal.
Never mind.
The pair laughs. The man in the ball cap joins them.
This one here? Do whatever makes you feel comfortable, okay?
Later, Gia works behind the counter.
Why don't you just ask her?
She eyes her coworker.
I hate begging.
I don't think it's begging. I mean, you work here 15 hours a week. You should be honest. He's not going to deny you when you're this pregnant.
Gia packs a strip of photos.
We'll see.
We'll see.
The co-worker eyes two approaching customers.
Hi.
Sporting bleached blonde hair, he leans over the counter.
We prefer cash.
I got you.
So my friend over there, she think you kind of cute, so what's up?
Okay.
Gia steps away.
What's your name?
Her name Naya.
Gia steps to the doorway of an office papered with photos.
Hey. Hi. Just wondering, is there any way I could get a $100 advance? Just don't want my baby coming out with no clothes or nothing. Please?
The bespectacled photographer eyes her. Later, Gia makes her way through a park. Walking in the dappled sunshine, she passes a winding orange slide. She glances toward a kid, climbing up to another slide. Keeping her leisurely pace, Gia passes a parent and his kid at a gleaming jungle gym. She walks past a boy playing alone on a four-seater spring seesaw. Her pace slows as she goes by a row of swings. Briefly wrapping an arm around a post, she scans the vicinity and approaches a cluster of vacant strollers. A parent sits on a bench nearby. Gia crouches by a stroller and helps herself to a stack of diapers. Getting to her feet, she steps away with the diapers under her arm. Her eyes dart, and her pace quickens as she hurries back the way she came.
Excuse me.
She glances back, but keeps going.
Excuse me.
Hello, ma'am.
Excuse me. Stop.
Gia hastens around the back of her sister's sedan and gets in behind the wheel. Inside, a close view frames her face in profile as she looks downward. Later, she drives down a sunny street. She goes past a row of two-story apartments much like hers. She slows as she approaches her unit. A man stands at the front door while a woman peers in through a window.
What?
Gia keeps driving, past the group loitering in their usual spot in the parking lot. She speeds away, her eyes darting. Later, she sits in a booth in her pregnant friend's workplace. Wearing her red apron, Gia's friend slides gingerly into the seat across from her and helps herself to some food.
You saw us make you some extra taquitos.
Gia glowers.
You welcome, Beach.
Now Gia wears a bored look as she sits in a class with others.
In this program, we focus on your anxiety and why it results in uncontrollable impulse reactions. Because addicts must recognize their triggers if they want to take back control of their lives. I've seen most of you here before, and some of you are new, and I've seen you make the same mistakes.
Gia caresses her belly absently.
You won't be able to graduate from this program unless you start to practice self-control.
In a hallway, one of Gia's peers gets escorted away as Gia waits with other women. They sit in a row, facing an official seated at a desk.
46.
Gia gets to her feet and makes her way to the desk.
What's your name?
Jules.
In a bathroom, a woman stands looking into an open stall. Wearing latex gloves and a lanyard, she takes a urine sample cup, screws the cap on, and drops it in a plastic bag. As she heads further into the stall, Gia emerges and leans in the doorway with a subdued expression. The worker comes out and briefly locks eyes with Gia on her way past her. Later, Gia exits the building, on which a sign reads, Community Center. She passes her classmate Talia, who gives her a polite smile and goes back to smoking a cigarette. The aging woman stares off with a world-weary look, then wipes a tear.
Make another line, curve it again, and then you use the yellow.
Now Gia walks along a fence.
Swirl it around, and use the green.
She approaches a short tree in a yard behind the apartment blocks. A view of its leafy branches swaying in the wind gradually loses focus. In an exercise hall, Miss Carmen walks around pregnant women lying on the floor.
Imagine lowering yourself into the earth. The people around you supporting you. That thought running in your head.
Gia glances at the older woman as she steps past.
It's okay. It's not driving, you are. You're driving.
At break time.
And then this bitch had the nerve to tell me to take the placenta and digest it as pills.
The fuck?
Isn't it supposed to be good for your system?
That's some white people shit.
But I bet that's all our ancestors did it.
My Nana told me to bury it outside the house. It's like,
as the other moms chat, Miss Carmen catches Gia staring at her.
No, that is disgusting.
Later, in the facilitator's office.
Have you ever helped anybody with an open adoption?
I have.
Gia sits on a couch.
And for some people, it's the best of both worlds. Finding a safe place for your kids and also being able to see them. But obviously, that's not an easy decision.
Oh, shit.
And it can be difficult for some parents, you know. It's very hard to find parents willing to do them.
Why?
Okay. Nowadays, a lot of people go overseas. Over there, bam, it's guaranteed. They come back over here, birth mothers. You know, they often back out last minute.
Gia fidgets.
But you don't need to make a decision. Straight away, you can see some of the family, see if you like them.
Gia heaves a breath and shakes her head.
It's not that I don't want this baby, Miss Carmen.
I know.
I don't think you do.
I do. You do not have to tell Gia.
I love them.
Of course you do.
I don't even know them yet. I love them. I really love them.
The single mother eyes Miss Carmen earnestly, then licks her lips as she glances away.
Hey, why don't you meet some of the families? Take a look at them.
Miss Carmen sits down next to Gia with a binder. She hands it to Gia, who wipes her tears and flips through its glossy pages. She raises her eyebrows with a look of disbelief.
They all white?
Nah, they're not all white. Keep going. You know, we could choose a few and then maybe you could meet them in person.
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
The pages show happy families.
I'll let you know.
Gia gets to her feet.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Carmen watches her go, then turns her attention to the binder and flips through it. Pursing her lips thoughtfully, she shuts it. Outside, Gia exits the building into the dim evening light to find her friend leaning against the old sedan.
What's up? I see you warming up the Miss C.
Gia shifts on her feet with a defensive expression.
G, listen to me. It's a lot of people expecting us to fail. My whole life, I had shit taken away from me. They try to take our culture. They try to take our homes. Try to take our freedom. And you know they'll try to take our babies, too. Same shit that's happening to us right now happened to your mama, happened to my mama, and it happened to day mamas. That's exactly why we can't stop fighting for our kids, G. It's our God-given right to have our kids.
With her arms crossed, Gia's friend shakes her head.
And I don't want you to allow anybody to convince you otherwise. I want to show you something.
She opens a small red book.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
She brushes her braids back.
How do you know?
How I know what?
How you know God plans for all of this?
Because God gives his toughest battles to his toughest children.
Gia averts her gaze, then makes her way around the front of the car to the driver's side. On the road, Gia glances briefly toward the passenger seat. Her friend sits fidgeting absently with her large hoop earring, her long painted nails gleaming in the dim light. In the apartment, Gia watches TV on the floor. Her friend sits behind her on the couch, braiding Gia's hair.
We used to be a team.
Yeah, but you wanted to be the next Sprewell.
I just never liked the idea of being in a women's league. What the fuck is that?
Right.
Could body up any of them little niggas in our class. Any day.
Gia picks up her phone.
Hold up, okay?
Okay.
Gia steps into the adjacent room.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Your balance is 96 cents. Make a payment.
Hello? Hello? Trey? Is that you?
I want you to pick me up.
What's going on? Is everything okay? What they do?
I don't know. When can we come home?
I don't know, Trey. Soon?
Gia swallows.
I promise. How's school?
Well.
Did you do your homework?
I did my English yesterday.
What you write about?
The beach.
A slight smile touches her lips.
Okay.
And when you get back, we can go back there, okay? Where's your sister?
In bed.
Did you give her the ring? What color is it?
I think it's dark blue or black. I'm not sure.
It's okay. Why don't you get in bed, okay? Just pretend that I'm there. You wanna hear that song? Help you get to sleep too?
Yes.
Okay.
Gia reaches toward something out of view. She lowers the phone. Letting out a breath, she blinks as she gazes off into the distance.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side.
Now Gia stands facing a window with a view of some trees. Silhouetted against the window, she steps closer. Speckled sunshine filters through the leaves outside.
Sleep?
A pair of gauzy curtains frames the opening as Gia rests her hands on the windowsill.
Love you.
She gazes at the lush redwood forest outside. Our perspective drifts slowly toward her. She shuts her eyes. The view moves in on her face. Outside, the sunshine dances on brown, rugged trunks as leaves sway in the breeze. Gia opens her eyes, then straightens her shoulders. A close-up view takes in one of her shifting, dark brown eyes, with the forest reflected in its glossy surface. She shuts it. In the forest, she stands with her back to us, wearing her pink vest, with her hair in two neat braids. She steps away, and the trees come into clearer focus, revealing them to be a painted backdrop in the photo studio. Another backdrop lowers in front of it, depicting letters on toy cubes. An expecting couple poses before the backdrop.
Do you have a name yet?
We have some ideas.
I don't want to wait till we see him to decide his name.
That makes sense, yeah.
Watching them, Gia briefly lowers her gaze. The couple grins. The man stands behind his pregnant partner, both of them holding her baby bump. Gia touches her own.
You two have a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Now Gia packs a CD behind the counter.
What you have is rare.
Hold on, man.
Trust, we see a lot in here.
Appreciate y'all.
Holding hands, the couple leaves with the CD. Gia and her colleague gaze after them. In a restroom, Gia faces the mirror above the sink as she takes off her vest and tucks it into her handbag. She adjusts her dress and her hair. Later, she sits at a restaurant booth with Miss Carmen.
I think it'd be okay if you wanted to eat something now.
I'll wait.
What you hungry for?
Probably the white sauce pasta and the potato salad.
Miss Carmen spots something and steps away from the booth.
Hey, lovely to meet you.
You too.
And this is Gia.
Hey.
Miss Carmen hugs a man while Gia shakes his wife's hand.
Hey.
The woman hugs her gently.
Must be Amber. Oh, hey.
Miss Carmen gives the couple's teen daughter a hug. The man embraces Gia.
So grateful to be here.
Gia and Amber shake hands.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too.
This was something else. Would you like a water?
Yes, please.
He heads off.
You want me to get you some of that?
What about you, Amber? You want
grated from the buffet?
Everything?
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
While Miss Carmen steps away with Amber's mom, the teen sits down across from Gia, who shifts her gaze awkwardly and sips from a glass with mostly ice. She glances out a window. Amber watches her, her curly hair pulled into a high puff.
It must be really hot for you.
Yeah.
I won't stop kicking either. I think I got an athlete in there.
Amber smiles.
You play ball?
Yeah, but just JV.
What position?
Guard. But sometimes my coach switches me to forward, though. You play?
I did. I just kept getting banged up. So skinny at your age, I just ended up quitting.
Amber shrugs her eyebrows.
You don't mind it?
I don't like it much either. But I'm just trying to do whatever to get me to SF State.
That's good.
Yeah.
You always wanted to go there?
Well, my parents went there, so.
I used to want to go there, too.
Why didn't you?
I'm my son.
You can still go.
She got a different dream style.
Gia fidgets with her glass, then scooches over. Miss Carmen lays a plate heaped with food before her and takes a seat. Amber's dad sets down a pitcher of water while his wife scoots in beside Amber and directs a warm smile at Gia. The dad sits at the end of the table.
So where are y'all from again?
We live in Novato now. Not far from the high school on Roland Drive. But, I grew up in Emeryville with my grandma.
And I live not far from the North Berkeley BART station.
We met in college. We're both dating other people, but soon realized they weren't right for us, didn't we?
She didn't leave me much choice.
I got pregnant soon after that. We were young, but we had our friends. People who took care of her when we couldn't. We always wanted Amber to have a sibling, though, so we waited. Wanted to be in a good position for when we had another. Then, when we were finally ready, I couldn't.
Her husband takes her hand.
I didn't realize how lucky I was to have Amber at the time that I did.
Hmm. For the last 4 years, we've been trying to adopt.
It's a process.
Hmm. Always is.
Did you want to show her the,
Yeah.
The woman reaches into her handbag.
I don't know if...
She takes out two teddy bears.
Trey and Shayna are too old for this, but... Well, we thought it might be nice for the next time you see them.
Gia smiles.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm sure they'll love it.
It's Amber's idea, really.
I would have loved to have an older sister like Amber.
Gia sets the toys on the windowsill beside her. Amber's mom smiles as she takes a bite from her plate.
So, did you live there right here?
No, not really, but... We're kind of out here.
She's just driving on that
one. Amber, how's school going?
It's going good.
Really?
Yeah.
You just saying that because they're here now? Is she telling the truth?
She's great. I mean, she's a lot brighter than I was when I was her age.
Wow.
She must get it from her mama.
I don't know about that.
Gia observes the family as she chews on her food. Her eyes wander, and she glances out the window. Later, Miss Carmen drives her.
So, what'd you think?
I think they're great.
Yeah. Amber, she's sweet. So you want to meet other families or you? No?
I don't think so.
Because, you know, we don't have to do this if it doesn't feel right.
Well, it's not that.
Maybe we can invite Monica to one of your doctor's appointments.
Is that what's supposed to happen next?
Well, sometimes. You know, we can play this however you want.
There's no normal way to do this.
She glances at Gia.
When was your last checkup?
I'm not sure. Maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah. And they did the ultrasound?
No, not yet.
Miss Carmen shoots her another glance.
Don't you want to hear the heartbeat?
I do.
Gia gazes outside.
I do. I just don't have insurance, so...
No, I'll take care of that. I'll get you some presumptive eligibility.
Gia lifts her eyebrows.
Yeah, we go to our local clinic. You know, they take care of all my mamas. I know, it's not easy. But I promise you, it's a lot better than not going. Gotta make sure this baby has everything it needs. Be healthy. You too. What if I can get you in this week?
Gia rubs her mouth with her gaze averted. Later, she exits the vehicle just outside her apartment building. She steps to her unit.
Yo, mama. Those people were around.
What?
The ones poking through the window.
CPS?
Guess so.
What'd they do?
She kept knocking. No one was home.
Good. I don't need them coming in here before my hearing.
Can your sister help or something?
They found out how she make a living. I might never see my kids again. Wanna go?
Having retrieved the stereo, Gia walks with the slouchily attired woman to the old sedan. Later, they sit on the car's hood at a viewpoint overlooking the bay.
I never knew this was here.
Yep. Got the beach on one side, forest on the other. And don't nobody even come. Except people trying to disappear.
Loose rocks and scattered vegetation dot the shoreline under a pale blue sky. Later, Gia rejects an incoming call as they walk along the water.
Why you don't answer? Ain't she your best friend?
Thinking of giving my baby up for adoption.
Gia's companion raises her eyebrows, and Gia briefly meets her gaze.
Trina should be on some. You signed it with the devil. Shit.
Why is she so obsessed with God?
I don't know. Make her believe in herself more.
I guess.
Like the way I'm feeling, at least this way, I know where she's going. I can choose where she's going. Now I'll have to see my baby in a agency office.
The other woman nods.
If the village ain't right, find a new one.
Just want my kids to remember me as they grow older.
Of course they will.
I'm not so sure.
You'll always be their mama.
The women walk past reedy shrubs growing along the water's edge.
And, you know, y'all got a way of doing that. Just being there, even when you're not around.
I just say shit like that to make it hurt less.
Well, sometimes, when I'm by myself, I feel a hand on my back. And I think I'm just tripping, you know. Then I realize it's just mom's. Let me know that everything's gonna be all good.
Sound like some God shit to me.
Nah, just spiritual.
Same shit.
Not at all. It's feelings, you know. Not some man-made law to live by.
Does that comfort you?
Yeah, somewhat.
Now amber light glints off the water as it rolls in shifting waves, with a shaft of hazy sunshine slanting down over it.
Yeah, I want to hear the story you wrote.
For school?
Mm-hmm. That's the one you was telling me about, right?
The sun hangs low on the horizon.
When I lived with my mom, we would go by the water. Shana and me pretended we were kings and queens. On our island, we found lots of silver. I counted every piece. We were rich. Shana would dance in the leaves. She loves the trees and how long the roots grow.
In the contact room.
And when we were done, we'd lay on our throne and wait for Mama to come back for us.
Trey sits leaning against Gia with Shayna beside them.
It's a great story.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you.
As Gia rubs Shayna's back, the little girl briefly meets her mom's gaze.
Do you want to read to us?
Shayna nods.
Okay, go on.
The mother bird stood still until her son came to her side.
Good job. Want to keep going?
Shayna reads from a book.
On dawn that day, she had been feeding with him.
Gia runs a finger along the text as Shayna reads.
In the
silent
and freshness of the morning.
Good job. Do you want to keep going?
Faintly.
Shayna fidgets with the mood ring she now wears on her index finger. Later, she smiles as she extends the hand with the ring.
Let's see if we can have a power. Okay. One, two, three.
Gia and the kids hold their rings close. Gia pulls her hand back.
See? It's good.
She looks from one child to the other.
The same color, it's crazy. A little purple and green.
While Shayna gazes at her ring, Trey rocks back and forth, his mom's leg shaking restlessly near him.
I won't let you guys down. I promise, okay?
He picks at a colorful pattern on the rug that they sit on. Later, Gia gazes out the window as her kids get into the back of their foster mother's car outside. The woman climbs behind the wheel and pulls the door shut. Shayna gazes in Gia's direction while the bespectacled foster mom reverses the reddish-brown sedan. The little girl keeps her eyes fixed on Gia as the car pulls away. A view from outside Gia's window shows waving foliage reflected in the dusty glass as the single mother stares out. Wearing an impassive expression, she blinks, then shuts her eyes. A view from inside shows her drawing several deep breaths, her head bowed. At dusk, Gia drives down a tree-lined street in the fading daylight. At the photo studio, a backdrop depicts a swanky car. The group from the parking lot steps before it and poses in two rows. The woman in the baggy clothes and a short-haired guy sit on tall stools in the front row, while a man with shoulder-length braids and another with a mustache stand behind them. Gia remains driving.
Probably like, 5 years old when they came in, right at my mama's house, took us.
At the studio, Gia faces the short-haired man.
I'll never forget that shit. I didn't understand it. From then on, it was just from house to house, group home to group home.
He shifts as he stands alone in front of the backdrop.
You know, not having no stability really got to me. I mean, it looked tough, but,
Now Gia sits parked outside a home. A window allows a view of Amber and her parents inside.
I remember like it was yesterday. My mom was holding me. Then this car just pulled up. They had suits on. They just grabbed me out of my mom's arms.
Gia watches the family from her car.
Didn't say what's going on. just like snatch me up like I'm being like abducted or something.
Parked in a dim spot, she lowers her gaze.
From that day forward, my life ain't been the same. In and out of foster care, different ones, you know, and just wondering what's going on, what's happened, how to go from me being my mom to total strangers.
Inside the elegant home, the family goes about their work. The young man with the shoulder-length braid stands before the backdrop.
I just feel like...
He shakes his head and shrugs.
It just basically like broke me into pieces, you know, like...
Gia, silhouetted by the studio light, watches him shift on his feet. Later, she steps past her colleague on her way out.
And I feel like the shit I went through in those foster homes really put me on a bad path. And to this day, that's a path I still can't run from.
He watches her leave. Now she drives down a dark street, punctuated by a few passing lights.
But even through all that, I never once blamed my mom, you know?
Gia's eyes glisten, and the dim lights outside illuminate the tears on her cheek. She drives past an intersection. Later, a view from outside the apartment shows her taking a seat on the couch. Her sister approaches with some takeout and sits down beside her. Gia makes room on the coffee table as her sister sets down two oyster pails. She hands Gia a fork. They both lean back and dig in. Gia's sister glances at her as they chew. Daytime. In the apartment's bathroom, a close view of Gia's body from the side reveals her standing naked before the sink. As she feels her swollen belly, her arm brushes against her breast. A tattoo featuring lines of intricate writing marks her forearm, with another tattoo visible above her left buttock. Gazing down at her stomach, the expecting mother runs a finger over her belly button area. Slightly scarred skin marks the spot. Now fully dressed, Gia walks along a row of shop fronts. She pauses at a beauty salon's entrance as she sees her pregnant friend getting her nails done inside. Trina spots her, but Gia continues on her way at a faster pace. Now, a medical video plays on a small TV.
After the child is born, the umbilical cord is snipped and clamped. Over the course of the baby's first 5 days of life, the cord dries out to a hard texture and shifts to a dark brown or black color. It's extremely important not to interfere with this natural process. Do not touch, cut, or pull at the cord as it could potentially harm the child.
Gia glances toward some women in a waiting room with her.
Ooh. Hi.
Name.
Hi.
Hi.
Amber's mom joins her.
Thank you.
She takes a seat next to Gia.
Where's everybody else?
Oh, Amber and Paul wanted to come, but...
We just thought we'd be best with Monica today.
Maria Garcia?
She.
How are you doing?
Gia's eyebrows rise as she shakes her head.
So I'm just a little nervous.
Monica nods.
Well, what about you?
Me too. But excited.
She looks into Gia's eyes.
Thank you for inviting me.
With a glance toward Miss Carmen standing out of view, Gia nods and smiles.
Excuse me.
It's okay.
Monica steps away.
Hey, Trina.
What's up, G? Where you at?
Mama.
You want to tell me why you've been dodging me?
I'm not. Swear.
Gia, come on. You know God's watching you.
I'm going to hit you after this.
Gia ends the call.
Gia Wilson?
Gia rises slowly from her chair. Monica and Miss Carmen smile at a mom and her toddler in the next seat, then follow Gia down a hall.
Bye.
A nurse accompanies them.
The bathroom's down the hall to the left. There's cups inside. Leave your sample on the counter. Then put this label on it. Then meet us in room 3.
Gia nods, then the nurse heads off with the other two women. In a bathroom stall, Gia sits on the toilet, holding a sample cup. Her eyes shift. Later, as she washes her hand at the sink, she looks up at a reflection in a large mirror before her. In room 3, the older women observe her ultrasound.
And that's the heart.
Monica glances down, her face overcome with emotion. Gia lies gazing in the direction of the monitor. The screen shows a shadowy, black-and-white view of the unborn child, with its heart beating in its chest and an umbilical cord connecting it to its mother. As a view glides closer to the monitor, the baby moves an arm. The whole image shifts slightly with each of Gia's breaths. Back in the bathroom, the mirror reflects Gia holding her exposed belly, from which she pulls out a protruding umbilical stump with a clamp on it. As she pulls, more and more of the irregular, tube-like tissue emerges from her belly button. Her hand trembles as she tugs on the cord, which now extends about a foot from her stomach and resembles a tree branch.
So your baby's head is down and in good position for delivery. You're measuring 37 weeks now, which means your baby can come at any time, but it is healthy.
The nurse pops in and hands the technician something.
Thank you. And here are your pics. One for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Gia eyes her copy with a slight frown.
How you doing?
Miss Carmen steps up to her.
I don't think I can do this. It's just...
It's okay. It's okay. I just don't want to let anybody down. Oh, no. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about that.
Can't do this.
Now, look, it's not a decision that you have to make today.
Monica stands with her head bowed in a corner.
Can't do this.
Miss Carmen watches as Gia gets off the examination table and puts her overshirt on.
Gia.
The young mother remains facing away. Miss Carmen glances at Monica as Gia dons her hoodie.
One second.
Gia collects her handbag.
Jeez.
Without looking back, the expectant mom leaves the room.
Gia.
Worry marks Monica's face. Miss Carmen touches her arm. Meanwhile, as Gia heads down the hallway, she passes one of the pregnant moms from her program. Alexis watches Gia head off, then goes back to chatting with a woman. Later, the shadows of swaying leaves fall on the exterior of Gia's apartment. A man makes his way up the unit's inner stairway, past the room with the crib. As a lamp casts a warm glow in the room, Gia turns her attention from the newcomer to the window she stands at. She slides it shut. Upstairs, she approaches her sister's bedroom.
What?
Can I get the keys?
Man, no, I'm busy.
All right, please. Please?
I said I'm busy.
All right, let me get the fucking keys to the car.
Man, get off my door, Gia.
Gia exits the unit.
Where are you going?
You want to come? You ain't doing shit. Yeah. Hey, bro, you driving lady?
Nah, bro. Nah, I don't
drive. Gia gets into the other sedan with the parking lot crew. Now, a crowd watches a car execute donuts in a larger parking lot. Smoke rises from the wheels, which leave dark tracks on the lot. Gia and her friend in the baggy clothes walk down a sidewalk nearby. They approach a car where some people sit grooving to the beat in the open trunk. Gia smiles as her friend gives dap to one of the guys in the group. Then the pair heads past two women sharing a bottle of alcohol. They pass another group gathered around a car, then walk past a white van. A man smokes in the vehicle's blue-lit interior.
I heard her heartbeat today.
That's what's up. How's it sounding?
Good. Strong.
But?
I don't want to get rid of her.
They arrive at the edge of the parking lot.
We'll figure it out, Mama. Don't worry. Come on, let's go.
The headlights of two stationary cars glow in the distance as they approach the gathered crowd. Gia's friend glances back at her, and they make their way between the spectators.
Hey, too close, bro, too close, back up! Bro, turn that shit up! Turn that shit up! Bro, I can't drive, right? Nigga, you got no board. Oh, shit!
They pause at a gap in the crowd, which allows a view of the car doing donuts. Gia shuts her eyes and takes a few breaths, then spots Trina and Alexis nearby. As they make their way over, Gia starts back through the crowd. Her friend in the baggy clothes follows, but Trina catches up to them.
Run this way.
G. What's that?
G. Why are you running?
I'm hiding.
Okay. Then what you hiding?
Nothing.
Okay, Gia.
Gia gestures to Alexis.
This your partner now? At least she ain't a liar.
I didn't lie.
Gia, we supposed to be in this together, and we are. So then why are you planning on giving your baby up?
I haven't even decided to.
I just think the devil got you so fucked up right now, you're not even thinking clear.
Why the fuck you care about what I'm doing anyways?
Gia, you about to make the biggest mistake of your life, turning your back on your fucking kids. Your dumb ass don't even deserve no baby.
The fuck you say? Hey,
chill. I said your dumb ass don't deserve no baby.
The fuck out my face.
Or what?
Don't test me.
Or what, nigga?
They shove each other.
Step up and be a fucking mother.
Gia's other friend ushers her away.
She can't save you, G.
Don't bear no mind, mama. She don't know what she
Stop
said.
Stop calling me that.
Come on, chill. We got this, mom.
Not your fucking mom's. Okay?
You know what? Fuck you, G.
Gia turns her back on the woman in the baggy clothes and strides back the way they came. She adjusts her hoodie around her shoulders as she continues walking at a brisk pace. Back at the apartment, she paces in the darkened living room. Light from the kitchen illuminates her as she pauses and braces herself against its doorway, her handbag still slung over one shoulder. She continues pacing. She pauses by an unlit lamp, then takes a seat and rummages in her handbag. Taking something out, she walks to the foot of the stairs and glances up, the small object clutched in one hand. She makes her way up. At the landing, she goes right, opens the door to her sister's bedroom, and flicks on the lights. Our view lingers in the hallway as she enters. She takes a low seat, her top half visible through the gap in the door. She gazes down as she works, her hands remaining out of view. Her hoodie and overshirt hang loose off one shoulder. Now, a close view from inside the room shows her chest heaving. As she raises a glass crack pipe to her lips and lights it, our view sinks gradually toward her legs. Leaf litter peppers the carpeted floor, lying denser around her bare feet. She flexes her toes on the dry vegetation. In the forest, a view between slender trees and evergreen foliage shows Gia sitting naked and alone on the ground, her back to us. Light filters dimly down between the densely packed trunks and their emerald leaves. As the view gradually pulls backward, Gia grows smaller. She remains clear while the foliage in the foreground grows out of focus. As the view continues its retreat, Gia grows less distinct on the forest floor. She leans forward and stands. Now, an upward-angled view travels through the forest, between the dark, slender trunks, with the sky a broken patchwork overhead. Hanging low, the sun peaks intermittently between the trees. Gia walks naked in the forest's verdant gloom. She wanders between the bark-covered shafts, some of which glow gold as sunlight shines on them. Glancing toward the canopy, she advances at a leisurely pace. She passes behind some trunks, then a lower view takes in the curves of her breasts, belly, and buttocks as she continues walking. Her arms swing loosely by her side, in rhythm with her pace, while her swollen belly sticks out in front of her. As she passes behind some trees again, the view gives way to darkness. In her sister's room, Gia stands by the bed. She gazes down at a puddle between her feet.
Okay.
Moments later, she comes downstairs and supports herself against a wall as she takes her phone out.
Your balance is 4 cents. Make a payment.
She puts the phone to her ear.
Hello? My water broke.
Make a payment.
My phone's cutting out. Can you just...
She lowers the device. Leaning her head back, she briefly brings her hand to her face. Her chest heaves. Pushing off the wall, she takes a few steps, holds the staircase banister, and hunches forward. Light from an adjacent room silhouettes her. She rocks on her feet, then puts her hands on her hips and arches her back. She leans against a door. Now she reclines in the backseat of a car as the woman in the baggy clothes drives with one hand on the steering wheel and the other holding Gia's hand. They pull up outside a building's entrance. Gia watches her friend get out and hurry inside through a pair of automatic glass doors. In a hallway, Gia lies on a gurney, taking calming breaths with her eyes shut. As she's wheeled away, her friend hangs back. In an operating room, Gia lifts her head as medical personnel work on her on the other side of an erected sheet, blocking her view.
Eruption. 2 liters estimated loss of blood. How long?
3 weeks out.
Is the father here?
No, just a friend.
Any word from our friend?
Water just broke.
Are you doing okay?
Gia nods weakly, beads of sweat glistening on her forehead below her surgical cap. She shuts her eyes. A view looks up at a forest canopy with a dim sky visible between the leaves. In the operating theater, Gia fingers her pale, blood-spotted umbilical cord. One of the healthcare workers brings the newborn over and holds it up for Gia to see.
Here's your mama.
The worker steps away with the baby. Gia's lips part and she blinks rapidly.
Yeah.
Pursing her lips, she swallows, fighting back her emotions. Daytime. Gia wakes up on an inclined bed in a hospital gown. She blinks and takes in her surroundings. She glances off to her side, then sees Miss Carmen at a desk outside. The older woman bows her head, and a stony look marks her face as she turns toward Gia. She makes her way over, with Gia's friend standing watch at a window inside the room.
Can you give us a minute?
Of course. Let me know if you need anything, all right? Gotcha.
With Miss Carmen now seated by the bed, Gia's friend leaves. Miss Carmen watches her go, then heaves a breath and shuts her eyes. Opening them again, she turns toward Gia, who sits with her defiant face averted. Gia blinks, staring steadily ahead.
The doctor told me the test results.
Gia exhales. She meets Miss Carmen's gaze.
What am I supposed to do? Push yourself right into a corner. Didn't know what to do. I gave you options.
How could I trust you? You get paid to sell kids.
Miss Carmen frowns.
No. I get paid to do my job. Helping young mothers get out of a system that was created to hurt people like us. Do not put this on me.
Gia's eyes well up.
You told me you wanted to do right by this baby.
Too.
Now what is this? What are you doing? I mean, why didn't you tell me you still had a problem? I could have helped you.
Not a problem. It was just the first time.
And it's always the first time.
Miss Carmen, I swear.
I know you're 24, but you have got to grow up. It's not just about you anymore.
I didn't mean to. There's just so much going on.
Yeah, well, we all have a lot going on. Doesn't mean that you can abuse your child.
I didn't abuse her.
Did.
Gia shakes her head.
You did. What you did to your body affected her. You're both linked.
Gia sinks lower against her pillows. She takes a steadying breath.
Thea already called your caseworker.
Miss Carmen stares downward, then leans toward Gia.
So what do you want to do? Because you got a few hours before they'll decide for you.
Gia sinks even lower, her expression despairing. No, she holds her newborn. Swaddled in a cloth, the baby scrunches up her face. Gia touches her lips to the baby's chest, then gazes down at her. The young mother's eyes dart as she cries. One of the baby's legs extends from the cloth, resting in the crook of Gia's elbow, with the other little toed foot peeking out from under the fabric. Rain falls outside a window as Gia gazes down at her child. She rocks the newborn. Outside, trees flank the large hospital gateway, on which letters read, South Building. The rain having stopped, water stagnates in pools on the paved ground. Back indoors, Gina looks up from her baby as Miss Carmen enters the room. Monica and her family come in too, with Amber holding a vase of pink flowers. Miss Carmen lets the family head past her, toward the bed. Monica sets down her handbag. As she steps closer to the baby, an emotional smile eclipses her features. She glances at Gia.
She's beautiful.
She covers her mouth. She takes a seat by Gia's side, her eyes fixed on the baby. She shakes her head and flashes an overwhelmed smile.
I can't believe she's really here. Do you want to hold her?
Monica smiles again. Gia gently passes her the baby. A small smile plays on the young mother's lips as she makes the transfer. Gia rests a hand on Monica's arm, then lets go, her face falling slightly as she watches the pair.
Look at your nose. And your long eyelashes.
Gia glances down.
Just like your mom.
Gia nods, then Monica carries the newborn to Amber and Paul. Miss Carmen stands leaning against a wall near the door. As Paul smiles down at the child, Amber sets the flowers by Gia's bedside. The teen takes a seat by the bed. The two young women gaze toward the newborn, then Amber flashes Gia a small smile.
What position you think she'll play?
Amber glances toward the child.
I don't know. Maybe point.
Gia returns a smile.
Don't let her get pushed around, though.
Amber nods.
Gotta make sure she was a lot stronger than I was.
Amber nods again, and they both return their gaze to the baby. Outside the room, Amber and Paul follow a nurse who wheels the baby away. Monica and Miss Carmen bring up the rear. Now, a close view frames Gia's thoughtful face as she gazes in the direction of the door. Blinking, she averts her eyes, once again fighting back tears. Elsewhere in the hospital, a topless Monica sits gazing down at the baby, whom she holds close to her chest. Monica beams, with Amber by her side and Paul nearby. Monica glances up at her older daughter, and they share a smile. In the contact room, Trey and Shayna sit at a low table together. Their bespectacled foster mom sits in a chair nearby as the siblings work on some art together. Back at the hospital, Gia cries alone on her bed, her gaze trained toward the doorway. Her leg shifts restlessly, and she fidgets with her blanket. She rests her hands on her stomach. She stares off, an expression of raw grief clouding her face. On another day, Gia works behind the counter at the photo studio. As her colleague talks to two women, Gia hands a mother and child a set of photos.
We got the strip right here.
What? That's the strip?
This is it. A little bit larger.
How can you can't even tell? Just look how dark it is.
It is a bit.
For Las Vegas.
For Las Vegas, yeah. How about this one? This is Vegas.
Yeah, that looks right? A little. It looks
the
better,
desert.
But it just doesn't really look like Vegas.
You don't think so?
Mm.
How about the hibiscus? Bahamas again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like hibiscus juice.
Do you? Me too.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The Bahamas is the spot to be at.
Beautiful. Okay, let's talk about pricing.
In the restroom, Gia sports a white shirt and formal pants as she ties her hair into a neat bun. Later, she checks her reflection in the window of her sister's car, then notices two wet patches on her shirt over her breasts.
How about Navian?
Her friend in the baggy clothes passes her one, and Gia wipes at the wet spots. Adjusting her blazer, she gives her friend a small smile. They head off, and the view lingers behind the glass of the car window with its colorful stickers. The women join Miss Carmen nearby. In a courtroom, Miss Carmen sits in the witness stand.
And since she's been coming up negative every time, but we'll continue to monitor her progress.
I see. Thank you. You may step down.
True. Thank you.
With a small smile at Gia, she rises and leaves the stand. Gia gets to her feet as the older woman steps past.
Yes?
Miss Carmen sits down next to Gia's friend in the baggy clothes, and they both gaze at the young mother.
I don't want my kids going through what I've been through. What I'm going through right now.
Gia wears a somber look.
They deserve to see me. More than once a week. More than for an hour. Look, I'm committed to my kids. I've shown you that. And although you might not believe that I'm fit to parent them right now, no matter what, I'll always be their mama.
Blinking, she leans back slightly.
So what I'm asking, what I really, really want, is for you to consider more frequent, longer, and unsupervised visitations with my kids.
She squares her shoulders.
That's it. Thank you.
She lowers back into her seat. Her eyes shift as she tries to maintain her composure. A tear gleams on her cheek, and she wipes at it.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not enough. I just can't do enough. I don't know if I'm more angry at my mother for doing what she could with what she had. Or if I'm angrier that I'm doing the same to my children.
At the bingo hall.
It's so hard to explain to a child.
The dark-haired woman shakes her head.
You don't know better yourself. But you're learning. That each day that goes by, you're just winging it.
She stands with downcast eyes.
I want to protect them like they need to be protected, but nobody was there to protect me.
She glances up tearfully. Now, sitting by the ocean, Gia stares out from the shoreline, with small waves lapping toward her on the water's satiny blue surface. Low peaks rise on the horizon, with the sky a delicate orange that fades to a powder blue higher over the water. Tides appear in pale pink over the water's rippling surface. Directed by Savannah Leaf. Written by Savannah Leaf. Based on the short film, The Heart Still Hums, by Savannah Leaf and Taylor Russell. Produced by Cody Ryder, Shirley O'Connor. Produced by Maeve Riordan, Sam Bisbee, Savannah Leaf. Photographed by Jody Lee Lipes, ASC. Production designer, Juliana Barreto Barreto. Editor, George Craig. Costume designer, Natasha Hester. Tia Nomore. Erica Alexander. Dochi. Keita Price. Sharon Duncan Brewster. Kamaya Jones. Slim Yanni, Bra from Last Night. James Allen, Marley Thompson. Olivia Lucardi. With Dominic Fike. And Bokeem Woodbine. Casting by Geraldine Barone, Salome Augenfuss, and Abby Harry. Supervising sound editor, Joachim Sundstrom. Music by Kelsey Liu. Music supervision by Sunny Kapoor. Executive producers, James Wilson, Jackie Kelman-Bisbee. Executive producers, Lance Accord, Simon Cooper. Executive producers, Christine D'Souza Gelb, Cameron Washington. Executive producers, David Kimbangi, Ben Koren. Co-producer, Danielle Massey. A24 and Film 4 present. An Academy Films and Park Pictures production. A film by Savannah Leaf. The view of the peaks on the horizon gives way to Gia walking along the water as dusk falls. A chain of lights glitters on a bridge in the distance. Credits roll. Blinking light travels in the sky over Gia, indicating a passing aircraft. Credits continue rolling as the view of the bay fades to black. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any actual persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries, and its unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The title rolls by in its pink, gothic-like font, Earth Mama. Copyright 2023. Earth Mama Rights, LLC. Channel 4 Television Corporation. All rights reserved. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by A24. Voice by Aaron Mixon. Rainbow colors streak across shapes as they slide into place to form A24.